You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Sean Cisterna. Sean is the director of the new film From the Vine, which tells the story of Marco, played by Joe Pantoliano, a burned-out man from the corporate world of Toronto, who decides to get back to his roots by returning to his home country of Italy. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Sean about the film's unique style of fantasy and Italian neorealism, why he thinks there's such value in the old ways, and why patience is such a difficult concept for us to grasp. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. With me. I'm looking forward to it. From the Vine was a really fun movie. I really appreciated the chance to chat with you about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks so much.
I was wondering what it is that drew you to this film.
I guess it sums up in such a way that I'm half Italian myself. I'm Canadian and Italian, so I was looking specifically for a project to shoot both in Canada and in Italy. And when I put out that call, a number of projects came across my desk, and then so did this novel, Finding Marco, which the film is based on. So I read that and got in touch with the author, and that's how it started.
You know, the film's great, and it's beautiful. It's almost like watching a painting. I love the style of it.
You know, I'm going to leave, certainly we credit our cinematographer, Scott McClellan, but, you know, we got to give a shout out to Italy itself. Everywhere you point the camera is gorgeous.
And the film itself, just even the style of the narrative is really interesting to me. And I was wondering what sort of inspired that mix. Was that in the book? Was that from you? Because there's that Italian neorealism there, but there's a mixture of fantasy. It's a fascinating plot that you've brought together.
You know, I think one of the challenges of the book is that the book was very introspective. It was like a first-person recollection of this character going back to his hometown in southern Italy. So it was very hard to externalize that into like film form. So we really wanted to play with, you know, having the town feel like it's coming back to life when Marco returns to Italy. So we have these statues that sort of awaken when he's once again back in his hometown after many years, and vine leaves come to life, and we have all these little flourishes of animation just to suggest that, you know, the town itself is rejuvenated with this character's reemergence.
You talk about Italy there. I was wondering, it's really interesting to hold that up against Toronto, which are both in the film. They're sort of held in juxtaposition with one another at times. I was wondering, what are sort of the key differences that you felt between the two cultures and the people amongst those cultures?
Yeah, that's a good question. Certainly, we played with the look of it as well. So all of the, you know, the scenes in Canada or North America are very linear. I mean, the colors are muted, and they have a lot of grays and silvers and blacks, whereas Italy is more earth tones and rolling hills, that sort of thing. So we played a lot with the look of the two geographical areas. Even through wardrobe, the characters are wearing tight clothing and stuffy sort of business attire, whereas in Italy it's far looser. And it's just a visual representation of what it was like to work in both Canada and in Italy. So in Canada, we're very rigid with time, and you know, our schedule behind the scenes was, you know, we stuck to our schedule as much as possible, but in Italy it's very hard to stick to a schedule because there's wine at lunchtime and you know, there's naps, you know, so it was a fun dichotomy shooting between the two cultures for sure.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that. I wondered that because time plays a role, and you know, when Marco returns home, he's continuously reminded to have patience, which is not the culture that he came out of, you know, from the business world. I was wondering what it is about slowing down and patience, why that's such a difficult concept for us to grasp in the West.
I think we want instant results for our hard work. That's the one thing that when you make a film about wine, you know, wine takes time to ferment, to turn from, you know, the grape into like a drinkable, you know, glorious beverage. But, you know, it takes months, years for it to be appreciated. And in North America, I think we just want that instant satisfaction. So the character's reminding Mark to be patient is something he has to relearn. That's the beauty about working in Europe for a bit, man. The pace is so deliberately slower, and it just does not feel as stressful when you're making a movie in Italy.
You know, going specifically to the vineyard, the creation of the wine, at times it was almost like I was learning how to do it myself. I'm not going to try. But again, another thing that Marco sort of learns is, you know, they talk about there's sort of value in the old ways of doing things. Why is there such value in that in the creation of wine or just in the culture?
You know, it's hard to dismiss centuries of, you know, people who have come before us and perfected the craft. I don't know. It's just hard to argue against the beauty of, you know, of tradition. Even there were these little flourishes in the script we added that when we got there and learned from the old winemakers in town, like that whole trick about the lighting candles in the barrel house when they're doing the punch down of the crust on the top of the wine. The fermenting wine releases carbon dioxide, and the old winemakers would put candles in there, and if the room filled up with enough CO2, it would extinguish the candles and have a, you know, that was a cue for the winemaker to leave right away because these dangerous gases were in the air. And so, yeah, there's just a beauty in that natural alarm system, and so it was just really, really cool to incorporate that into the film.
I will say with what happens with Marco and his wife, I don't know if I'll be able to drink wine from that region quite the same way again.
just one of those barrels was spoiled.
Yeah, that's it. That one never made it. That didn't get shipped to the hotels. what was it in Joe that you felt would make him such a great Marco?
Well, I'd always known Joe as a bad guy, right? He's every character I've seen, he's over the top bad guys with guns. He's out there playing a cop or a mobster. So I don't know. I just love the idea of seeing him in a romantic lead comedy, yeah. Like something so far from the realm of what we know him as. And I think, you know, when you give a strong actor who might be known as something else an opportunity like this, I think they take it seriously and want to shine in something else to showcase their chops. So, and Joe was just a remarkable person to have on set in Italy. Everybody loved him. He's an amazing storyteller. So the cast and crew appreciated his presence in the film.
Yeah, no, he's really charming in the film. So much so that I can only imagine that this is probably some sort of version of The Matrix. But no, he's wonderful in it. And Wendy Crewson as well. Your whole cast is great, but I do love Wendy and Joe in these roles.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things about the film, too, it really seems to emphasize knowing who you are. And I was wondering, why do you think that's so life-giving in general? Because that sort of brings Marco's character to life.
Yeah, I think when you're, I don't know, I'm guilty of it as well. When you're so consumed with a project, you know, you're racing towards the clock to get something done, and your ethics and your commitments to family or friends seem to go out the window when there's a deadline. So by having this deliberately slower pace and isolated towards like one single goal, like the rebuilding of his grandfather's vineyard, it's a goal, it's a meaningful goal to help rejuvenate this town. It's a selfless act, and I think you know, having that time to himself in Italy recalibrated his moral compass to use his business skills for the betterment of the people.
Using Blue Rodeo, Lost Together in Italian. That's wonderful. That was wonderful. Why did you feel that to the need to approach them for that song? Were they receptive?
They were, yeah. You know, I was just looking for some sort of musical link between Canada and Italy, and I couldn't really find the pre-existing song that would have worked. And then I thought, what if we take a popular Canadian song and, you know, an anthem and re-record it in Italian? And that kind of gave us that musical bridge between our two countries. And so that was the main reason. And I thought that Laura, the singer here in Canada, Laura Capovece, did an incredible job translating that iconic song into Italian.
Going back to Marco for a minute here, one of the things, I love the line where he says, you know, where they challenge him and say, we have jobs back there. He says, but we didn't have lives. I was wondering what you think the difference is between having a job and having a life.
Oh, it's certainly that balance, right? When you're, you know, here in North America, our jobs, or, you know, at least pre-COVID, we're kind of all-consuming, and, you know, it's a rigid structure where you wake up and head down the DVP and get to the office and do your work and then check out when the sun is no longer there and maybe spend an hour with the family before it's bedtime. So the difference, that's the job, and having a life is just the balance of the of everything, and you know, a bit of work, a bit of family, rest for yourself, and like wine, all these things have to come together to make the perfect wine, and I think that's a good analogy for how one should live their life.
Yeah. Sean, I was wondering too, like, based on the notes, you mentioned about the fact that growing up, there weren't people with your last name, and so you set out on a journey to find out more about your heritage. I was wondering, you know, with your experience now and your experience on this film, if you could answer this, if there's anything you discovered about yourself in the production of From the Vine.
Oh, great question. What did I discover about myself? I think it's just exactly harkening back to the questions you've been asking. Now, I think I almost want to embrace more of a European lifestyle where I can balance things a bit better in my life. I know when I get consumed with projects, it's all I can think about. I'm in film mode 24/7, and it's good to have that other perspective and other selfless things happening around me where I can devote my time to, you know, either bettering someone else's life or doing something for my community. So I think, the overall slowing down the slow pace and using your skill to better a community is what I want to take away from this experience.
I really appreciate that. Sean, this is great. I really, really am thankful that we got the chance to talk and love the film.
Steve, you're an excellent interviewer. Oh my God, those are amazing questions.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, no, thanks for chatting with me. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.